corn button.
Well, we get there. When we get there. Do you have a...
There's an opportunity for public comment at the end. But I am going to go ahead, since we have quorum now, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order at 5:33. Bart, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes. Mike Williams.
Here.
Sarah.
Here.
Daniel. Absent.
Kyle.
Here.
Nathaniel.
Here.
Here.
Just made it. CB.
Here.
Doug.
Here.
And Michael Williams has an excused absence. So we have a quorum.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I motion.
All right, motion by Mike. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Kyle.
Well, I think I have some things to say about the minutes, and so.
Okay, things to say.
Well, we've already approved May, June, July, so I would move to delete those, but kind of a long explanation why. We can vote on that.
Does it?
I try to explain why they're on here.
Okay. Is it something that you can explain as we go down the minutes?
It could, but there's. No, I think it's easier to explain the other way.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So the basic thing is that we already approved May, June, July, but and I'm not positive why they're on this. On the agenda, but I think I know why. So I'm going to say why I think they're on there. And someone can correct me if I'm wrong. It has to do with the formatting of the minutes and the fact that the board is audited by the city. So basically, I'm going to do a different format to make it easier for the auditors. Mm. And I can explain this best by, I think they're all in the packet. So if you look at July, let's see, where's the packet? Okay. If you look at July, the July 11th, at the top it says draft. And then I have a file name that I put on this, mm-hmm. Right? So you may remember we did not have a quorum for that meeting, so it became what's called an informational meeting, so no action could be taken technically. So we could not approve any minutes for that meeting, because that's a formal action of the board. Okay, that's July. So we didn't approve any minutes, we couldn't do anything, take a formal action. Now, look at the minutes for August 14th meeting. So those are also in the packet. And I hope we can adopt those today. But if you, you may have noticed when you looked over these, if you looked over them in advance of the meeting, the format is somewhat different from the minutes for the previous meetings, including the one we just looked at for July. Okay. So for these, there are numbered headings that, not coincidentally, match the numbered headings that were in the agenda for this meeting. So, and the activity described appears under each numbered heading. So like under 3, approval of the agenda, are you with me on the August 14th
mm-hmm.
minutes? Yep. Okay. So what happened there is we moved that the May minutes and the June minutes later in the meeting, and then we took that 5-minute break, but we did end up approving those. At the bottom of page 2, you see we approved the May 9th mm-hmm. and the June. Okay, so those were approved. Then so I handed out the minutes for the September 12th meeting, so you should have those. And you'll see that, and well, I don't know if we'll get to approving these or not today, but I certainly hope we can approve the August. So I used the format, the same format for August for these September minutes. But you may recall that at the September meeting on the agenda were these same months, May and June. And when we got to those on the agenda, I said, should we reapprove those, or should we just note that they were already approved in August? And then Sarah said, I don't know, I guess let's just note they've already been adopted. So we did not reapprove them. We did approve the minutes for the July 11th meeting, that's item six. So there was, and August was on the agenda, but I hadn't finished those, so there's nothing to vote on. Okay. So why is there a different format? Well, I was drafting the August minutes, and Nick mentioned to Sarah that it's easier for the auditors if we have this other format. And I kind of missed that when I became secretary. I thought I could be a little more freeform with the minutes. So I redrafted August and sent that around. So Nick had noticed that. Make it more obvious. So the auditors, the people that do this, report to the assembly and the mayor about whether PTAB is doing its job. So when they evaluate whether PTAB is doing its job, they basically are checking to see whether we did the minimum required under the code, whether we had quorum, whether we met, whether we have a full complement of members, whether we did stuff, and whether we had an agenda, and whether we did the stuff that's on the agenda, or at least looked at. So that's kind of the bare minimum, and I think actually, somebody might have brought copies of the audit report. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know if we've ever looked at it before. I just looked at it the other day. It's kind of a minimalist approach. And in fact, I'm kind of disappointed they didn't elaborate more on things we've done. But that's the way it goes. So the question is what to do with. The question to me is what to do with May, June, and July, because after I did the new format, which I'm happy to do, I thought, well, wait, what about May, June, July? If they're not in the format that makes it easier for the auditors, should I redo them in the new format? So I wanted that specific question on the agenda, but for whatever reason, that specific question, should we redo those in the new format? That didn't make it on the agenda. So that's what it seems like we have three possibilities with regard to May, June, and July. We could either delete them from the agenda because we did already approve them and everybody agrees on that. Or we could not vote on those. I could redo them in the new format, quote, new old format, and bring those in November and put those on the November agenda. Or I realized we could just approve them. The only change, remember I was going to take the word draft off there. I didn't want to make more work for Nick to repost them. I thought maybe he was just going to leave them as a packet. But on the Muni website, there's a place to put the minutes separately. And I didn't realize Nick was he didn't put May, June, July on there yet. So he's kind of waiting to see what happens for this. So those are the three possibilities. Not do anything for May, June, July. Vote to have me redraft May, June, and July. Or just do the correction of taking the word draft up. If you look at August and September, what I'm doing at the top now is just saying, this is the version that was distributed to the board for approval. There might have been corrections. And if you want to see the corrections, go to the final version or listen to the audio of the meeting.
So, Doug, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Since the approval of all of those minutes are on the agenda, why don't we address them as we go?
Okay.
I have ideas for
okay.
what we should
all
do
right.
with them that I think would be
okay. all right.
easy.
I'm done with my
okay.
speech about it.
So, with that, the motion on the table is approving, shall
well,
we approve the agenda as written?
My motion is to amend the agenda to remove 4, 5, and 6. So.
Okay. Is there
a
second? So.
Can I ask a question?
So Doug has moved to remove items 4, 5, and 6 from the agenda. I think we have to have a second before we can have.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. Nathaniel seconds. Open for discussion. Mike, you had a question. Now would be the time.
So, as is, as the agenda stands, your proposal is that we can talk about these individually rather than amend the agenda.
Correct.
And advance through it that way.
Correct.
Doug's is we're going to amend the agenda to take these off.
Yes.
Well, if it's a,
okay.
Okay.
Don't the, I mean, where, what am I missing here? The August minutes have approval of the May, June, July.
Right.
So why are we, why isn't even a topic? It's already been approved.
Well, the format.
Revoking them for the format.
Is the format wrong or just not what the auditor likes?
What the auditor likes.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
so
we have to go back and change everything?
Well, that's the question.
No, it's ridiculous.
I
have a question for staff, just in case. Is it required by the auditors? Is it, do we need to actually reapprove them if Doug puts numbers on them?
It's not required.
Report? Okay.
So we do it.
Right now they don't have anything, right? May, June, July, there's
well,
nothing.
They, well, we have it. They asked, yeah. Technically the department has control of the minutes, and so the auditor can say, hey, give me the minutes.
Okay.
So the website's kind of separate. But,
yeah.
But if we have in our minutes that they were approved, why aren't they uploaded? What was the disconnect there? Just because format, we decided it was wrong?
It's a good question. I think it was format, and then it's also a question of you approve them at the meeting, and then it gets reflected in the minutes, but the minutes were delayed in getting approved,
sure,
so Nick didn't
happens.
Have that.
There
so
was
he was
like,
waiting
right.
for the minutes to say that they were approved to be formally approved.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So right now all we have is the recording that says it, but before we posted it on the website, we wanted the minutes to
right,
make sure
so
you guys
did it
on
July
oh,
minutes.
Just let's let Bart finish. Did you?
Oh, that's
right.
Pretty much
okay.
Right. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's
go ahead, Doug.
It.
Okay, right. I get it.
So once the minutes of the meeting that say that the minutes were approved of a previous meeting, we usually post them to the website because that means that you guys now have seen the minutes and you have approved them. From
right,
those.
Right. And I just finished August and we couldn't do anything in July, and that's why they weren't reflected until August, and that's why Nick didn't put them up there.
Okay.
I wasn't quite sure what he was doing.
Yeah, it was but, just a,
okay,
a
so,
factor of
okay.
delay in minutes getting approved.
I think Nick's happy
absent.
With.
Yeah.
I think Nick's happy with either. From what I.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So. What's on the floor right now is removing items 4, 5, and 6, the approval of the May 9th, June 13th, and July 11th minutes as they have already been approved. Is there any additional discussion before we vote?
Yes, I have one more question. Do the minutes, and I don't care what month, reflect somewhere accurately that 4, 5, and 6 were approved? Because I just pointed to August and it says approval of, but then it doesn't specifically say motion by CB approved, you know, seconded.
I think that is the issue. Do the minutes reflect that the minutes were approved?
Well, they do. We just looked at, well, specific, I mean, August 14th on 4, 5, and 6, below approval of, it doesn't say I motioned to
second it. Right, that's right. I didn't do that format.
Yeah, so that's what Nick was saying, is that right?
That's kind of the preferred format, and that's the format I use for
going forward.
That should be in there.
The going forward one.
Well,
September, August and September. You did
right, but we, different. Oh wait, what did we do in August?
August, you did it the way it's actually it's the same, right? Approval 4, 5, and 6 is the same.
We moved it to later in the meeting,
yeah.
And we did it under 8B4 and 8B5.
Okay, perfect.
Oh,
so
yep.
Okay, so it's in there. Okay,
yes.
So it is there. Thank you. So we are approved, in my opinion. So we're moving in, will be fine because it shows it's been approved.
Are we ready to vote?
Yeah.
All those in favor of removing Items 4, 5, and 6, approval of the May 9th, June 13th, July 11th minutes, which were previously approved. Raise your hand. 3, 4, 5. All those opposed to removing items 4, 5, and 6, approving, or I'm sorry, it would remove approval of the minutes of May 9th, June 13th, and July 11th. Raise your hand. Those not in favor. 1. Okay, let the record show that it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor, 1 opposed. The motion passes. We are removing items 4, 5, and 6, which brings us to item 7, approval of the August 14th, 2024 minutes. I will entertain a motion to approve the August 14th, 2024 minutes.
So moved.
Moved by CB.
So that was the action on the modification of the action. We still need the main action.
Approval of the agenda.
You are correct. We did not approve the agenda. Thank you. That's where we are. Thank you, Kyle.
Still approving the agenda.
Okay.
Approve as amended.
We are back to the main agenda. Thank you, Kyle. Are there any additional amendments to the agenda? And it's on the floor. Are we ready to vote? Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? There are no objections to approving the agenda as amended. We have removed items 4, 5, and 6. Now we are on item 7, approval of the August 14th, 2024 minutes. I will now entertain a motion to approve the August minutes.
Moved.
To approve?
Yep.
Okay, moved to approve by CB. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mike. Any discussion or amendments to the August 14th minutes?
No, and it's the good format. Good job, Doug.
All right, any objections to approving the August 14th minutes as written? Seeing no objections, the August 14th minutes are approved.
I would really like to catch up and approve the September minutes if we can do that. They're the same format. In fact, they're even better because they changed what's at the top.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the September 12th meeting as they are on the agenda?
Nathaniel motions to approve.
Is there a second?
Mike approves.
Mike seconds. Any objections to approving the September 12th minutes? Hearing no objection, those minutes are approved.
Thank God.
We are cut up. Thank you all for going on that journey with us. I'm going to read the public involvement announcement. Audience participation at this meeting is limited to the public comment section of the agenda. However, the chair may open any agenda item for public comment. Written comments will be addressed first, then verbal comments on a first recognized basis by the board chair. Each commenter should state their name so it can be recorded in the minutes. Commenters will have 2 minutes to speak on each agenda item they wish to comment on. With that, we move to new business, which is an action item, SFY 2026 Alaska Mental Health Trust Grant. And are you speaking to this, Bart?
Sure.
Okay.
So the draft resolution is in your packet. It's the second to last page in your packet. This is a grant that we apply for annually to the Alaska Mental Health Trust. It pays for rides on anchor rides for the trust fund beneficiaries, target populations, elderly, disabled populations that can't ride people mover. So this is just a resolution saying that you guys support our application and recommend to the Mental Health Trust that they award us this grant.
I will entertain a motion.
This is good. It's a no-brainer. I make a motion to approve it.
To approve? Move to approve by CB.
Second that.
Second by Mike. Are there any questions for Bart or discussion? Well, I have a question. Do we know an amount yet?
It's usually $250,000.
Okay.
Is what they award us.
But it's a general application for funding as opposed to this grant for $250,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they have a pot of money that they distribute. They usually set aside, in the past they've always set aside $250,000 for us, but it's not technically a given.
Okay.
And it's anybody, any trustees, right? Anybody mm-hmm. that falls under their
yep.
requirements? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. Beneficiaries, not trustees.
Yeah.
Are there any amendments to the resolution? Are we ready to vote on the resolution? Okay. Are there any objections to passing this resolution as written? Hearing and seeing no objections, Public Transit Advisory Board Resolution 2024-01 passes.
First resolution of the year.
Mm-hmm.
2020. I was like, oh, really?
Numbering system. Yeah. If you can crack the code.
Okay, and then we have the Department Budget Resolution for fiscal year 2025, which is 2024-02, the next page. Bart, would you like to speak to this?
Sure. So the mayor released her draft budget to the assembly, and we had requested no increases and no bonds, and that is what is reflected in her budget. So we have a very, very small increase of about 3% in our budget for staff wages. So we are asking this board to submit a resolution in support of what she has proposed so that the assembly passes it as is.
Is there a motion?
I move to adopt the resolution 2024-02.
Nathaniel seconds.
Okay, moved by Doug, seconded by Nathaniel. Is there any discussion or questions?
I believe that it was discussed at one of our previous meetings, the idea that we have a lot of unfulfilled obligations in the public transit department when it comes to, we have money that's basically on the table that we haven't effectuated. It seems like that is an apt piece of information, if it's true, to apply to here. Bart, do you have any input on that?
Yeah, the reason why we did not ask for any bond proposals mm-hmm. is because we do have a lot of money on the books that yeah. we need to spend before we ask for more money.
I would feel more comfortable if something like that was included in here, especially as there's been a lot of discussion from the community as we've been going through the service changes of there being a reduction in service, that this read by itself indicates that we don't want any further expansion of service, but I think that it's maybe more complete to say that, you know, any expansion service is done through the funds that we already have, and, well, not per se, but that is part of the reason why we aren't recommending any further increases to the request for budget to the mayor.
Do you have a proposed amendment?
I have one follow-up.
Okay,
to that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little different between bond and operating budget. Mm-hmm. So bonds are for capital improvements. Yep. If we did get an increase in operating funding and could hire more drivers, we
right.
could expand service.
Mm-hmm.
We are not proposing to increase the operating budget because we cannot hire enough drivers right now. So that's
right.
why. So it's two separate things. Capital budget, too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Operating budget, can't hire drivers even if we had the money.
Okay.
So to kind of tag onto that, you have capital project money, but staffing levels are such that mm-hmm. it's difficult to spend that funding because you don't have the people to spend it
right.
in, and you can't expand services mm-hmm. without the humans.
Right. So yeah. the capital projects that we have money for, just the project management piece of that and how much staff we have getting those going mm-hmm. and moving mm-hmm. has been really slow. So that's our focus for 2025 is to get those projects done.
Is Is there a way to use whereas language to build in that 2025 is going to be a rebuilding year or a foundation setting year, or like you're working to get staffed back up?
Yes.
So I do take Kyle's point that like everything is not peachy keen.
Yes, but we would have to entertain a motion to amend, and currently the motion on the floor is to approve.
But someone can make a motion to amend.
Yes, I think that can be still a subsidiary motion to amend. Motion to amend to add after the whereas clause, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where it says PDD's proposed budget to OMB has been forecasted to maintain existing levels of public transportation services for fiscal year 2025, to add a new line where it again says, whereas the public transit department, as communicated to the board, has unspent capital funds and currently is having difficulties in hiring enough drivers to try and meet even current staffing requirements, that no increases to existing levels of service make sense for the upcoming year until those are dealt with or change.
Okay. Can you write that down?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a second.
I second that.
Mike seconds to Kyle's moving an amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there any discussion?
Well,
and can you write it down before we forget what it is? Okay. Oh, right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm recording the meeting.
Yeah, we can also approve it on condition that, you know, the secretary, you know, makes necessary amendments for readability. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. On the timing, it's important to have it done this month because of the process. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, ideally, so the public hearings are October 22nd and November 6th.
I got it.
So we would ask that somebody makes a request to appear and read this to the assembly at one of those meetings.
Okay, so the matter on the floor is the amendment. Is there any discussion on that amendment or questions? Okay. All those in favor of passing the amendment? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Any opposed? Matt says no.
And
passes unanimously.
And we just passed, but the recording is what, I mean, it was a little run-on-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're saying we're relying on Doug to clean that up?
We can make text amendments if we want to get it down in writing and then make motions to amend the text amendments, or we can convey it upon who is writing the minutes, or...
Nick can do it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Staff.
I mean, the premise was good, it's just, I'm just not sure I understood exactly.
Yeah, if we want to, we can...
I think I did.
We can say, we can ask staff to, you know,
all right,
amend.
But the general recognition being... we are not asking for more funding,
right, acknowledging.
You know, because we want to spend the funding we have and build. Okay, so we're back to the main resolution. Is there any discussion or questions on the resolution as amended? Okay. Are there any objections to passing the resolution as amended? Seeing and hearing none, resolution 2024-02 passes as amended. And I will work with Doug to get that in writing so I can sign it, and we'll figure out who gets to go present it.
Is that something we have to make a motion on for today?
I think you can decide.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just need to submit the request as soon as possible.
Does the presenter need to have a motion of permission from the board?
Well, we just... Oh, not to... No, I don't think so.
We haven't before.
Okay.
I think so.
No.
Is there anybody who really, really wants to go read it in front of the assembly?
I do.
Kyle really, really wants to read it. Are there any objections to Kyle reading it in front of the assembly?
No, absolutely not.
Kyle, we'll make sure you get a copy.
Cool, thank you.
Okay. Next up is the PTAB meeting time discussion. We put this on here because folks have said a couple times that getting here at 5:30 now that we're in person is difficult. So because it's an info item, we're not going to vote on it today, but I did want to put it on the agenda to actually have a discussion. Is it difficult? Do we need to move our time? What does that do for staff?
I'm one of the ones that have always said it's difficult for me to get here by 5:30. I've been late a few times, I think, but I don't suggest changing the time. I don't want to start any later than 5:30, personally.
So okay.
Today I adjusted my schedule, and I just think I need to do that instead of complaining.
Does anybody else have any input on the time of our meetings?
Well, I have a question. I think
yes.
Under the code, people are still allowed to, we could have a hybrid in the sense of a telephonic. One person could be telephonic, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the specifics if it's just one person or not, but you certainly could have somebody join by phone.
Yes.
I just don't know if we have the capabilities of that in this room.
I think that's our difficulty, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. But it was okay at City Hall when we did it on the 8th floor, right? Because we had the built-in.
Mm-hmm. It was easy to do.
I got it. Sorry. Well, I'll say I'm more flexible than most of the people. I would rather have it earlier or later, but I'm not as affected, so that's all I have to contribute on that. It's a slightly awkward time for me, but I understand the problems.
The time would be easier for me if it was at City Hall, if there's any movement on that, so that I could catch an actual bus home instead of having this be the one day a month that I drive. So
okay.
That was an access issue, wasn't it?
No, City Hall is just that the room is never guaranteed. So
yeah,
if something
access.
Came up, we could be bumped.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened in the previous times that we've had it there. It's
mm-hmm.
just the possibility. So you could change to move it there, just...
Yeah, would a different day make that easier? Because is it anything about this particular day that it's like, oh, this is when they do their work sessions? Like, I know that in recent Rules Committee meetings that they have made motion to not have any work sessions on Wednesdays, so that could be something that we could try and inquire about or even make a resolution asking the Assembly if that's something that... in order to increase accessibility to these meetings and to achieve quorum, so.
Okay, yeah. Checking to see if we can get in the building after 5 was also an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that is still.
Yes.
It is, you have to be physically let in.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If we have the meeting room on the first floor in the assembly conference room, it's easier because if we have it on the 8th floor, then you have to also be
mm-hmm.
manually escorted up the 8th
right.
floor, which
yeah.
is. So yeah, the security would still have to open the door individually for anyone who came.
Okay. We did say we'd have it here through 2024, just so
mm-hmm.
we could have consistency.
Yeah.
But we could explore having it at City Hall starting in January. Does that make it easier for anybody to get here at 5:30?
Yes.
Easier or more difficult? Does it change anything?
And on that as well,
yes.
Yes, okay.
Sure, that would be easier for me, but it doesn't really make any difference.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I either am in Anchorage or I'm not.
Sure.
that's
okay.
my constraint.
Okay. So yeah, I can work with staff to see if what City Hall's doing. Does that affect staff at all?
No.
Is it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter to us.
Okay. Yeah, I can look into maybe doing that in January, and we probably have to officially vote on it. Yes?
Yeah, you should.
We should,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, change our official meeting location.
Yep. We'll put that on the November.
Well, I've also, I think, brought up hybrid too. So
right.
not all in person, but maybe phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Is that a capability in 155?
It is.
Okay. All right. They do it all the time.
I don't know, but I can figure it out.
Okay.
Or Nick can figure it out. He's much smarter than
that. Okay. I will request we put that on the November agenda because I want to give anybody who's not here an opportunity to look at that and, you know, notice it. Do we have any further questions or
So I guess the only other thought I have on the meeting is so our obligation is for us to get together and meet, but I'm always heartened by the amount of public we've had here at these meetings to help us understand the full breadth of issues. So how can we make sure to not create a barrier to their participation if it's in City Hall, and how that would make it more difficult for the public to come and participate? So
right.
I guess that's the only other, I don't know how to receive that input, whether that's here at this moment or at our next meeting, or how to make sure that we accommodate public involvement to the extent that we can, and not create an impediment by making it at City Hall if that is perceived as an impediment.
Right? Yeah. I think that with it being right next to the transit center, it's a ideal location for that for public transit users. So I think that as far as that goes, that if there is a slight increase to any kind of difficulty of accessing the building, hopefully we can get the first floor, it won't be. But it being accessible to more than just the folks that can hop on this route, the one route that comes here, and instead all of the routes that go to the transit hub.
Every route coming in. Fair.
So what we can also do is discuss it again on the November agenda, actually vote on it in December. That'll give me time to look into what are the parameters of using that room. Is it something we can do? And that also gives the public two meetings, as well as public comment today at the end of the meeting, to submit their input either in writing or in person. Okay, are we comfortable with that one? Great. We're going to move on to the directors and operations update.
Okay, I will give that. I have a few things. First thing is ACDA, their board voted to potentially extend the financial close of the redevelopment project, which would push that project out 12 plus months. So we did meet with Mike Robbins and ACDA about moving customer service back into the original transit center and opening up the lobby. I feel very promised by that. I know Jamie has come here and said that that's happening before, but we met with him today, and tomorrow we meet with the muni manager to hash out more details about that. But I feel like within the next couple of months, we should be able to know more about opening that up, hopefully before the end of the year, hopefully in December/January timeframe. So more to come. I'm not going to promise anything because we've done that before, but we'll see. It seems like that project is just getting extended and extended and extended. So hopefully more to come. Bus operators, we are still short on bus operators. We've talked about how many bus operators were short before, but as an example, like last week we had 19 bus operators call in sick. Today we canceled several work runs. So the problem continues. We have removed the GED requirement from the bus operator list of things that they need to have. We are getting more applicants, but not enough. So hopefully the service change, even though we're reducing service, will help with bus operators because we'll need less of them. But the other news on that front is meeting with ASD to see if we can partner with their CDL training. There has been some movement on that, and then we're also meeting internally to see about removing the 1 year of driving experience if they go through our own training program. So hopefully that will be a new feeder to get bus operators. So that is the angle that we're working right now to hopefully get more in. We do have openings for a dispatcher and a brand new position or a safety officer. So if you know anyone who finds OSHA exciting and is well-versed in occupational safety, we have a brand new position and it's posted for the next 30 days. We hope to find somebody to help us with that, to make safety more of a forefront. So we have three new buses come in. So this is our third round of new buses. So we've had three just come in. We're waiting on an additional 10 or 12. There is a national shortage in bus stop seats right now. So the manufacturer who makes bus stop seats for like a lot of the 40-foot buses has a national shortage. So that is what is slowing down the rest of our buses coming in.
Wait, bus seats or bus stop seats?
Seats on the bus.
On the bus, okay.
Yeah. Did I say bus stop seats?
Yeah.
Sorry. Bus seats on the bus. So we have three of our order. We don't know when we're going to get the next few. But once we get the rest of these buses, it completes our order until we have enough funding to do the fourth round, which will hopefully be early next year. We are starting a book club at the Public Transportation Department. I don't know if everyone got a copy of the book Human Transit when you joined the board. Some of you may have did or not. So two options. One, we will buy you a copy of the book called Human Transit and you can read it on your own. It is written by the consultant who helped redesign our system in 2017. So if you want to know why we have the system the way we do, and the Kool-Aid that we drank, and still continue to believe, this would be the book to read. So we're happy to buy that book for you. But also, we're going to have a book club with any municipal employee that wants to join. So there'll be transit employees and employees from other departments. You are more than welcome to join that book club. We're going to meet over 2 months, once a month for 2 months, to go over the first half of the book and the second half of the book and have a discussion about our transit system with all municipal employees. So PTAP members are welcome to join that as well. We don't have those dates established yet. I plan to order the books next week. And so once the books arrive, then we'll give people some time to read it. So if you're interested and you want a book, let me know today.
Yes.
You want to do it? Okay.
Just take it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Daniel. Okay.
Yes.
I think I'm already in.
Three. Do you have a book?
No, I don't have a book, but I think I already sent a thing.
Oh, you already sent a request? Okay. Do you want a book? Sure. CB, would you like a book as well?
Sure. I don't want to be the only one.
You don't have to.
Is it an audio book?
There's not an audio book option. No.
Yeah, that's all I ever do anymore.
I know, somebody else, Bill Falsey, our
I prefer audio too.
Officer, was upset about that too. I know, that's what I listen to.
But I'll take one, I'll take you to the office.
Okay.
I'll see if I can record myself reading it.
There's critical demands, can we request?
somebody may take you up on that guy.
Yeah, don't do it for free.
two more things. Our two new site enhancement worker positions were approved, and so they'll be posted soon. So hopefully we'll get those up and hired before we get a significant snowfall. Can't say before the snow comes anymore. But hopefully we'll get them before a significant snow comes. So that'll bring our total number of 6 people to maintain our bus stops and so forth.
To maintain how many bus stops?
678.
Cool.
Yes.
Just wanted that reflected.
Just checking.
Yes. still got a ways to go. Moving in the right direction. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was we're doing a bus stop sign pilot project, which I don't remember if I've mentioned to this group. We're replacing the metal signs on our bus stops. I'm going to show you what they look like.
Oh, right.
So we're calling it a pilot project because we're just going to do it on the Route 25 to start with. I need the tab. So the bus stop sign is going to look like this now.
Whoa.
The paper schedules are going to be removed from all bus stops in the near future. So in an effort to still give riders as much information as possible, we've redesigned the metal sign. So the first part is just the no sorry, bus stop. And then there's been lots of requests to put the no smoking sign a little bit more prominent at bus stops. So it will be on the metal sign itself. And then underneath will be the route number, and it will be color coded based on frequency. So this one is for the service change, where the Route 25 is blue because it's every 30 minutes. Then there will be a brief description of hours and service, and then there'll be a map on there, which we currently don't have, to show you where the route goes. And then at the bottom, we'll talk about how you can get your bus stop information. You can either download the app, or you can text, and we'll put the bus stop, every bus stop number will be right here. We'll show you how to get real-time bus information there. So,
what's the scale?
This is, it's large. I don't know off the top of my head. I think it's 18 by 24 inches.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's almost 2 feet tall. Like it's a big sign. Mm-hmm. Because it is going to be posted 8 feet high. So it's posted high. That's the new limit for our sign shop to avoid graffiti and people hitting it, and tall people like me not hitting their head on it when we walk by.
As long as you can read it.
Yeah, so we've tested some fonts and some sizes, but that is what we are going to ask the public to do. So in the schedule holder signs where the schedules are printed right now, we're going to have information that says, hey, you know, what is the sign? It's like, hey, we're piloting a new project, a new sign, and we're going to give them information for them to give us their feedback. So we hope that the public will help refine these signs before we roll them out system-wide.
Wait, so that's almost the right scale then?
Probably.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
And then variations of the sign, which are a little smaller here. So if two routes come to the same bus stop, you lose the map, you keep the color code, and you get information. Mm. And then if you are like halfway through the route, there's no sense if you're traveling downtown for you to know where the bus came from.
Right.
So we have this one, just in case if we do a route alignment on this other half, we have to replace less signs. So the map will still show, it'll just be whatever half you're directing. And we'll have a little bus and arrow that shows which way it's moving. And then if there are lots of bus stops, or lots of bus routes servicing one bus stop, all you get is the color-coded route number and sign. So you know that, okay, you have 15-minute routes because they're red, you have half-hour routes because they're blue, and then you've got an hour route because it's green. Yes?
Is the QR code to get the app, or is it for MStop?
It's to get the app. So it'll take you to a website where you could get either the mTicket app or the mStop app if you want to buy passes or if you want. And so it goes to a web page for you to download whichever app you want.
I find mStop to be fantastic.
That's good. Yeah. So that it'll be an option.
But you wouldn't know it from here. Right.
Well, there's. It says a little bit on the left.
Yeah, this says buy tickets and track your bus. Plan track. So it doesn't specifically say mStop or mTicket. It just says if you want to buy your ticket or track your bus, scan this QR code.
And that'll take you to it.
It'll take you to a website.
Oh, yeah. And there it shows both. I got
you.
Yeah,
in fact, I think I can show
you. You just said it. I just didn't listen.
Yeah, let me see.
It shows both.
Fine. I'll show you the page that it goes to, I think. It goes to our rider tool page. That is. Oh, this one. Yeah, so it takes you to this page, and then you can either download the mStop app or the mTicket app, and then it also tells you you can text or call for information. So, just wanted to give you a heads up that is, we're starting to install those signs next week on the Route 25.
Please.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Regarding the drivers and potentially hooking up with the school district, I think you said, and their program, obviously that includes the passenger endorsement, their training, or no?
We still have to decide that. We have stuff to talk
and
about.
And then
that is the barrier.
In the summer months, we had a gentleman from the public who mentioned that there's only one place to get a passenger endorsement, and that's on the Kenai. Is that accurate information?
I honestly don't know. I've heard different things, but I don't know for sure if they're the only ones. There is a backlog I know.
So I don't know
for
how many
that
people.
One.
Yeah.
Well, just in general, like if you want your passenger endorsement wherever you go for training right now, there's a backlog to get into training. So okay. I don't know if it is just for that one.
And then third part of the same question is, and Teamsters don't train for the passenger endorsement, just CDL.
That is my understanding.
But yes. Their own union requires them to have that passenger endorsement to drive for us.
Correct. But you know they're a union of multiple agencies.
I get it. I just want to make sure I have it clear.
Yeah.
Two things. I think there was at one point you were. I think Michael J. Williams wanted to hear more about anchor rides, and you were going to have April come.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's still in the works for sometime.
It was. She was on the agenda tonight, but. Was not, she did not think that she'd be able to make it tonight due to some family emergencies. So she requested to get off the agenda before we send it out. She'll be here next month.
I got it. Cool. And then I noticed in the sunset thing, so if the sunset audit report is accurate, we have three members whose terms are up, so I'm wondering if the reappointments are getting on the assembly agenda or what's going on with that.
That is a good question. If Nick has not reached out to you and your term is expiring, he should do so.
He has not contacted me.
Okay. Yeah, so both Michael Williams and CB.
On the chopping block.
Yeah, on the chopping block, CB.
No.
Okay, I will have Nick reach out to you, and if you want to be reconfirmed, you'll just let Nick know, and we'll try to get you on the agenda as quick as possible. You have, I think, 2 or 3 months where you can serve after your term expires. Good catch, Doug. Thank you.
Do we have to reapply? I honestly don't remember. I remember having
to. It depends on the administration.
Okay.
Yeah, the mayor may prefer it since they just went through all of the reapprovals for like me, and they wanted people to reapply through the portal.
Yeah. So we will find out if you have to reapply or not.
Cool. Is there any update on, there's any movement on director selection?
No, they're gonna post the director position. So if anyone can apply,
cool. Okay.
And then they'll make a decision.
I will not be applying.
So funny.
Okay, any additional questions? Comments? My report is that I don't really have a report. September was an extremely busy month for me in all aspects outside of PTAB. But I will have a November report as well as a thank you drafted for to the federal delegation. I just need to get with transit staff to find out some details to make sure I am thinking correctly. But we do have a data dashboard. I don't have the data dashboard.
So just hop into the queue. If the board would prefer, we could make a motion to reconsider. I have a written version of my previous amendment. We can also just, you know, deal with it as a, you know, Scribner's whatever. But if the board would prefer, we can deal with the actual text.
Are you talking about item number 10A2?
Yeah. So if the I guess I'll just make a motion to reconsider 10A2.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Like, do you want to read what you wrote?
First, we have to vote whether,
well,
as a group, whether
yes,
we want
thank
to
you.
Reconsider.
It's not up for discussion. Okay, except I guess it could be up for discussion why we would or would not reconsider.
Yes.
Sorry.
I don't think we need to reconsider. I can confer as the, I'll be the scrivener, so I'll just confer with Kyle and then listen to the audio.
Okay.
Match it up.
You do have to vote or send your.
I'd like to call a vote.
Okay. All those in favor of reconsidering item 10A2, raise your hand. All those opposed?
Oh, I'm opposed to reconsidering.
Nope. Sometimes we have to vote on something, guys. Okay. All are opposed. Motion fails. Item is not reconsidered. So Doug will just handle that as written, and we'll get that taken care of. Okay. Now we have a data dashboard.
Yes. You will notice that there are no ridership numbers in your packet. Mm-hmm. That is because Nick has created a new performance dashboard. So if you go to our People Mover website, you scroll down past these buttons. And you click on this button here, the data dashboard. I don't know if you can see. All of our numbers are now online and visible to the public.
Yes.
Productivity. So you can see, so like the green line is 2024, where he added numbers, and you can move your mouse to whichever month you want, and it gives you the totals for every year back to 2019. So we have ridership on here. At the top, there's productivity. This is what we talked about at our last meeting. If you want to compare routes, this productivity is the best way to do that. Because it doesn't take into frequency, it's just passengers per service hour. So you can see 2024 is the yellow numbers. Right now, we just have January added in. He's still working on it. Mm-hmm. You can also get rid of all, like if you just want to look at a year, you can click in the year thing and you can just select which years you want. Maybe you just want to look at, 2022. And then you, so this is the easiest way to look. This is the system, and then you can, this is just Route 10. And then you can select the routes that you want to look at.
Cool.
So it's interactive. And then if you want, this is productivity by route. These are the routes together. So if you want to compare the routes amongst each other, you would do it this way. So he's still building this out. But the question for the committee is, now that this is available, we were not going to include a ridership report in your packet anymore. The question is, do you want to look at this on your own, or do you want a standard agenda item where we go through this together? So that's, but I just want to make you aware that it's out there now as of this afternoon.
Maybe we can have a standing item on the agenda where members can bring up comments, but maybe not a requirement for us to review it. So if a member has any concerns or comments, they have a place to do that and the public can hear it, mm-hmm. but it, you know, has to be actioned on by the members here. So.
That's pretty good, Tom.
Yeah, I like that plan. It also reminds us.
Incident reports?
Yeah, we used to have like incident reports, how many kerfuffles there were on the route.
Well, we have that data.
Yeah, well, it used to be included, and then it dropped off after a while. I don't know why. Bad news or something?
Yeah, maybe we didn't want to. It's only good news at the public transportation.
I'm just curious, because it shows trends. You
know? Yeah, no, we can definitely add something like that.
Or just on here.
As we build this out, that's something that we could add, because it is something that we keep track of, and it's something that report to the federal government as well, so it's all public.
It would just be easier to access.
Yeah.
If we, I'm going to be spending a lot of time looking at this, because I love data and numbers.
Me too.
If I think of suggestions or ideas for different like graphs or pages or functionality, who could I communicate that to?
Nick would be the best one.
Nick, okay.
Nick is our all thing tech data.
Amazing.
That's what he does. And so, I mean, I couldn't even tell you what we did to get this up here. I know that there's an Excel sheet.
Yes.
I saw you. You clicked a button. Yeah.
It was one button. That's all it took.
And did Nick put this together?
Nick did all of this. Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love Looker Studio.
He would love to nerd out with you on data, I'm sure.
Great.
Okay. Any additional comments or questions?
Well, I'm going to withhold judgment on whether I want somebody to walk through it at the meeting. I'm not positive about that.
It's possible we could have it on the agenda as like member comments about the data, and then the comment or question could be, could you walk me through the data?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
You could do that through a question.
Yep.
Yeah. To me, keeping an item here for just that, mm-hmm. but not that we're asking mm-hmm. staff every time to walk us through if we've gone to the...
Too many pages to do that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we can go to the dashboard and nerd out.
I got it.
If Nick notices something unique or different about the data, maybe we can bring that to your attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the staff can bring up that during the item.
Like when it passes that 2019 blue line.
I know, we're so close to 2019 levels. Like,
pretty graphs. But,
All right. Well, cool. Thank you.
Thank Nick.
Yeah, thank Nick.
Right. Send Nick an email tomorrow.
Yeah.
With that, we have moved to public comment. Do we have any written comments?
No.
Okay. Are there any members of the public who wish to make comments? Yes, ma'am. Please state your name for the record, and you'll have 2 minutes.
May I say something?
Yes. Yep, you've got 2 minutes.
Usually ride Route 25. So in another military family here, and the people getting older, so they don't drive. So if that 25 go onto the base, BX commissary, it'd be so wonderful. That's my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. And what was your name? What's your name?
Nakako Thompson.
Okay.
I'm from Japan, but I'm here in almost 70 years.
Thank you.
I'm 93. Wow. Sure is appreciated. You know, go on to the base.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment? I think I saw in the white first, then the pink.
Hey, my name is Linda Larson. A couple comments that I have. Some of the new drivers seem to have a lead foot. You can almost get whiplash on some of them when they come to a stop, at every stop. And they also have a tendency to forget about the back door, you know, and that's the way you're generally supposed to exit if you can. And I usually try to do that, especially if somebody's waiting to board, so that we try not to delay things. And, you know, you're trying to yell from the back door, back door. The other comment is I've noticed a couple more shelters that are missing. Going into winter, that's very frustrating. First one is right over here on A Street, just north of 36th Street by the hotel. Mm-hmm. And I forget where the other one was, but it's, you know, coming into bad weather, and any minimal shelter is appreciated when it rains or snows. And I know Bart had talked about them disappearing because of, you know, snowplows running into them or things like that, but there's, you know, we're not in the snowplow season yet, and there's no obvious signs of any other accident or reason for them to have disappeared. And if you got unspent capital money, I mean, they would bond money to get those, and then they disappear. It's very frustrating.
Thank you.
I can talk about that.
Okay.
When you're ready.
Go ahead. We have time.
So we do have new shelters and benches that arrived this week. With our bond money, and we're gonna do more. So the goal is to make sure that we have shelters and benches at all the bus stops that meet the ridership thresholds. The shelters that you're seeing being removed right now are the old brown shelters that have far exceeded their manufacturer's useful life, and are starting to corrode at the bottom, and they have electrical in them because they have lights in them, and the electrical is starting to go bad. So we are removing all brown shelters from the system. And if the stop meets the thresholds for ridership, that shelter will be replaced. So what you're seeing right now is just those brown shelters. And most of those locations where the brown shelters are, because they were installed so many years ago, those bus stops do not meet the ridership thresholds for new shelters. So they will not be replaced because the ridership thresholds have not been met. But you will start seeing new shelters and new benches system-wide starting next spring. We ordered them about a year and a half ago, and they arrived, I think, literally last week, right before winter. So we can't install them right now. They're going to sit in our facility for all winter long.
You guys are making it harder and harder to want to ride the bus at all.
hopefully next year, next summer, you will see more shelters and benches because we have them here. We just need to install them now.
Summertime's not the time they're most needed.
Winter.
Okay. Ma'am in the pink. Please state your name and your address.
A couple things. You mentioned incidents, and so it would probably be good to be able to see them on there and hear about them, because I've had two that I've reported. One I reported an email to the mayor and never really heard anything back, where I was injured on the change retrieval thing. The second thing is that survey you recently had was like the QR code. I don't do QR codes. It's like unprotected sex for my phone. So I'm glad that your website has instructions for downloading the app, which I've already done, using your phone things and stuff mm-hmm. like that, because I don't do QR codes. And then I heard you on the safety, and so I was curious about the impetus to have this new position.
Two reasons. One, it's a new federal requirement. There's a lot more safety regulations and things that we have to report on and more plans that we have to create. It was also a directive from the administration that departments have safety officers. So two reasons.
Okay. Do you have other specific safety issues that the municipality has that are kind of noteworthy that slip trips involved?
For our department, the most recent one was the silica dust on the roads and air quality monitoring. So we had to do a bunch of monitoring for air quality standards. It all came back within normal range, but those are the kinds of things that we look at.
Okay. And just for your information, that second incident was, involved a different a passenger that interacted with me during the ride, and then he got off, and then he did a threatening move. So I talked to the driver, suggested that they get the cameras from the thing, and I didn't really want any feedback on it.
Okay, thank you.
Full disclosure, I am aware of the silica thing. Ride bus, but I work for Upshur.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so you know.
So I haven't met you yet.
Okay.
Is there another member of the public? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was very glad to hear what she commented on.
It's Patricia Olson.
Yes, I'm old. Not quite. She's young. But anyway. I'm still stressed for something that happened to me on the bus. And I've been riding for 15 years, at least, and nothing like this has ever happened. So what was that you said you're going to get? I forgot.
Incident report?
No, you're going to hire more.
I was wondering about the drivers.
Who is responsible for stuff that happened to her, me, incidents on the bus?
Yeah, not me. I'm looking at Bart.
You were going to hire OSHA. I work for OSHA for the airlines. Maybe I should go to work with you guys.
We're not hiring OSHA. If you have an incident that you need to report, you should contact customer service.
No, I already reported.
Oh, okay.
I went through all the details. I filled out the bus driver saw the incident. A guy, 200 pounds, clipped me with a backpack in my shoulder in February. Yeah, on the bus. And I went to the municipality, they sent me to risk management, back and forth, to even get a copy. I finally get a copy of the doggone video, and you can't even open it. I'm really, really disappointed right now. I was so proud of being able to take the bus, felt safe, like maybe other people have never had that happen, other than that lady there. I mean, maybe other people don't speak up. I mean, someone needs to. If I was with a walker and that guy hit me, I hope you guys get a chance to look at the video. They're working on, they charged me $50, and like I said, it was black. Yeah. No, I'm really, until that happened last year, I've been so happy with you guys.
Or have you
I
seen?
I would like to see improvements, for sure. Okay?
Thank you.
Have you seen what the video playbacks are like? It seems like we should be able to play them back.
The video clips that I get, I'm able to play. Yeah. So I don't know.
She doesn't know what happened today. I finally went down there. And, they're going to go look into it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thankful for the department's continued efforts towards having a security plan and towards still having, you know, some folks on board to help with certain safety issues. They, of course, can't be everywhere, but, you know, that sounds like part of the department's, you know, way of trying to address some of these concerns, and I'm really thankful to hear that since looking at other public transit systems throughout the U.S., not everyone has one, and we very luckily do, so thank you.
And I'm going to add for you, I was told when I had the one with the other passenger that there's that text feature with the bus number, and you can text them, and I presume say I'm on such and such bus.
Oh, I did. I did everything.
You
did? Yeah, the bus driver saw it.
It sounded like a security person could catch up with the bus and get on at a stop.
Yeah, I should have called the police, you guys. I really wish I would have that day. It was so shocking. I even scream yet whenever there's a loud bang. And her comment, too, she's absolutely right about, I thought they were trained not to slam their damn brakes on or drive like a bat out of nowhere. Not all of them. 80% is good.
All right.
At least.
And the new ones should get some more training on that issue.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, I'm not starting up until people sit down because that's another safety issue.
Yeah.
And, I can take one more comment, but then we actually have to move on.
When will we be able to sit inside?
Inside?
The
transit center?
The downtown transit center?
Yeah.
Hopefully by January.
Okay. We need to hear that. I'm sorry, guys.
Let the record show that our promise January.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public who would like to speak?
I have a supplemental comment on that.
Okay.
Transferring, especially downtown, it happens more often than I'd like, where I come in on the 40, and I'm checking the app to see where the 30 is. We stop at the light, the 30 pulls out, stops at the transit, 40 gets a green, pull up, I get off. Sometimes I have my bike, sometimes I don't. And the 30 pulls away. And they don't wait there where they're both at the stop at the same time for, you know, 2 minutes or whatever. And that, so then I have to wait a full 15 more minutes, but I'm trying to get to work, and so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they, it's like, they have a thing for transfers, because unless you have the pass, you have to pay again, which I've asked, that's a thing I've asked about before, is, you know, because it says on the recording, when you're approaching such and such stop, you can transfer here, to blah, 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 blah. So if you just paid a fare, there's no little thing you get for it. You have to buy the pass. And, figure that out and work that out. But yeah, to have them, the main transit center, both sit there for a time so that people could get off either bus to go to either other bus if they wanted to. The other one I go to a lot is the bar, but both of those sit there at the same time, 99% of the time.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, with that, we will move on to member comments.
We'll go first?
This way, yes.
I have to get to the airport to catch planes, and I will listen to all your comments because I will be doing the minutes. So I will hear all your comments, but I'm going to leave up this. But in doing this thing with the minutes and looking at the sunset, audit report and then looking at some of the code sections that created us, I realized, and they're reporting that we're only doing like, you know, 3 or 4 resolutions a year. We really need to be, I think when there's a service change, we should take a position and say, hey, I mean, this, we approve, we understand the need for this service change, and we approve this, we agree with this service change, or some resolution like that. And I think we used to do that, and it looks like we haven't been doing it lately, so we should have. We had a lot of discussion about the service change and the driver situation, and so I'm not sure we need to go back and do that, what the lawyers call nunc pro tunc, then for now, but we should be doing that for service changes. So that's my comment.
Thanks, Ed. CB.
Just want to thank Bart for a good job. Thank the public for showing up. I'm with Mike. It's if we do move downtown, it'd be nice to keep everybody included. And thanks to the board for taking the time to come tonight. That's it.
Thanks. And Kyle.
Yeah, thank the board and all the members of the public for lively discussion today, even if most of it's about minutes. That's the hard work that we're here to do. And City Hall would be preferred, and let's get ready for winter.
Thanks, Nathaniel.
I would like to start by commending the other members of the board for all the due diligence that they've been doing. It's cool, after having missed a meeting, that I can come back and just boom, straight back into it. I'd also like to thank Nick for all the amazing work he's done on that dashboard. I am so excited. And also echo the thanks that's already been given to the public for showing up and giving their feedback. It's always super helpful to help us think through a couple things.
Michael? Mike? No, you're Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Sorry.
I guess thanks around. I'm always thankful for the public comments. That helps me kind of wrap my head around what we should be talking about, because we need to be responsive to what you're telling us is going on with public transit, not only what we see. So I'm thankful for that, and being a data nerd, I'm super stoked about Nick's work on the data dashboard. I'm gonna be spending way too much time there probably. I'm intrigued by this transfers question, and if there's a mechanism for the bus drivers to know that a transfer route is coming to them, and if there's a means to do that.
Other systems do like long tickets where you have to buy one for every transfer. That adds delays. There's certain trade-offs to every system. Ours doesn't have that, and we have reduced fees, but
yeah. So anyhow, I'm just thinking out loud of is there an effective way to help the public make, because that's frustrating. I hear you're right there and the bus leaves and you're like,
and the drivers said they used to be able to communicate with the other bus, saying, hey, I got somebody who wants to get on you, and they can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore.
And they said the problem there. So
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And also, don't look around. I mean, you can be running for the other bus, and they pull out.
Yeah, I get off, and I go like this, but I take my bike off.
Right. You're going to miss. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thank you for all of your input. And I think to Doug's point, we should start talking about these kind of conversations and resolutions going forward, I think, to show the Muni what the things we're thinking about and trying to improve public transit.
Thank you. Yes, I would also like to thank the members of the public for coming this evening, and members of the board. Thank you for taking the time to come this evening and giving your input. I also want to let Kyle know that I have not forgotten about the wheeled conveyances. And so I will contact you so we can revisit that and make sure that we're asking the right questions, and we'll bring that forward later.
Cool.
With its official name that is not wheeled conveyances on the bus. That is, that's pretty much all I've got for this evening. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Moved by Kyle. Is there a second?
Nathaniel seconds.
Nathaniel seconds. We are adjourned at 6:53 p.m. Thank you, everybody.